Good morning again.
Good morning.
Chad did a great job explaining the vision that is possible in fulfilling God's work and further the ministry here at Pleasant Grove. Pleasant Grove has a rich history here. We've been here more than 170 years. And there are a lot of chapters in this history. And now it's our turn. It's our turn to write and fulfill the next chapter. And I'm excited to be a part of that with you. Chad reviewed with us the vision has construction estimates of $2.1 million. In order to make our vision come alive, we dream to raise $1.5 million. Now that's a big number. And I'm sure we all ask, how will that be possible? How can we do that without incurring debt? I'd like for you to join me to open your booklet to page 10. Again, I ask you, how will this be possible? What will it take to raise the money? Each of us will be led through prayer and God-led consideration to give generously, sacrificially, and joyfully. If you look at the chart on page 10, the first column is how many gifts at each level it might take. The second column is what each gift level might be. The third column, those two multiplied by each other. It's important now to remember here, the commitments are payable over 38 months, or 4 years, starting this year and running through 2019. And every gift, regardless of the size, is important and appreciated. Our giving will not exactly be like the chart that you see here. The chart just gives us an idea of what it takes to raise the funds to move forward with everything we have planned. As you look at the chart on page 10, find the place on the chart where you are comfortable giving. Take a look at the chart there. Once you've picked that number on the chart where you are comfortable giving, where you say, we could do that, let me invite you to prayerfully consider moving up one or more levels. Because you see, there's the point of growth as a disciple. There's the opportunity to step out on faith, as Chad has talked about. There's where we will experience joy as you trust God, as perhaps never before you've done. Lucinda and I have been attending Pleasant Grove for a little over 26 years now, and we have been so blessed in our lives. We've grown spiritually in our work together here with you at Pleasant Grove, and we're excited, really excited about what the future holds. As we take this journey together, Lucinda and I too have been praying to find our commitment and a gift that requires true sacrifice. We know that a sacrificial gift requires a step of faith. We also understand that this kind of faithful gift giving requires full trust, and we are now committed to make such a sacrifice. I hope you'll join us. Reflecting back on the chart, it'll take at least one family giving $200,000 or more, at least two giving $100,000 or more, and at least nine given $50,000 or more, and so on. You can see in the chart. I know these are large amounts, but many of us, like Lucinda and I, have been richly blessed. So I ask each of you to join Lucinda and myself to prayerfully consider about making a gift more of a priority in our lives, just like we would when we're considering new adventures in our lives, like a new vacation home, a new car, an exotic vacation. But it will take all of us giving sacrificially to expand our church. We've all got to be a part of it. I'd also like to direct you to the chart on the top of page 11. Most people give by giving so much per week, a month, or a year out of their current income, over and above their regular tithe and offering. All giving to meet the goal for this vision, the next chapter, must be above and beyond the regular giving that supports the church. As we look forward, we have 38 months to give, so we can all give a bit more because of the extended commitment period. As you can see from the chart on page 11, even a small amount weekly or monthly can make a big difference. For example, $10 a week is over $1,600. $100 a month is almost $4,000. $2,000 a year is $8,000. When we multiply our gifts together, they make a big difference. There are many ways to give as well, so I want you to consider a few. And they're listed on page 11 as well. Let me just go through a couple of those. Many people choose to give stock, real estate, or other investments, especially if they've appreciated in value. In fact, one of the most popular ways to give is to donate appreciated stock. If you think about giving stock, real estate, or things of those natures, it's usually better to give directly to the church rather than selling it first and giving the proceeds away because of the tax benefits that may be possible. Retirement assets are also becoming more and more popular because of the potential tax benefits, but be sure to talk to your tax advisor before making a gift out of your retirement assets. There's also another way to give, and that's through fine jewelry, art, and precious metals like gold are always ways to give. So as you think about those, and as we think about the next steps, it's important to remember the call is for equal sacrifice, not equal gifts. We can't all give the same amounts, but we all can give sacrificially above and beyond our regular giving. As you begin the process of discerning what God is leading you to give, I challenge you to offer to God not the leftovers of your life, not what you can easily afford to give, but the very best you have to offer. As you prayerfully think this through, I hope you will continue to pray daily and focus on the center in question. Lord, what do you want me to do through me to fulfill your will here at Pleasant Grove? And respond joyfully and with the very best you have to offer, knowing that our God of abundance will always bless us with more than we can imagine. Lastly, as you pray about this important vision, I ask you to be praying our center in prayer and then go where God leads you, remembering it will take all of us to get there. Pleasant Grove, this is a wonderful place. You're all wonderful people, and I love this church. We can do all of this. We can do this if we pray and we trust God. I can't wait to see what God will do through all of us here at Pleasant Grove and through this congregation. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. You heard from Chad. You heard from Danny. We've been working on this toward this day for years, about 170 of them, and the time is now. We are the body of Christ. We are the light of the world, folks. And no one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel, but on the lampstand, so it gives light to all in the house. It's been written, where there is no vision, the people perish. Friends, we have the vision. It's time to act. It's time for the next chapter to be written. And every single one of us here in this room today has a key role to play in that story. So let's go. Thanks be to God. Amen.